Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Illinois Secretary of State Alexi Janulius has drafted what is called the Road Safety and Fairness Act, meaning your mom and dad wouldn't have to, or maybe in your case, it's you. You wouldn't have to go in at age 79 and start taking your driver's test every year in person, you know, a road test. It causes so much stress for seniors just because we're all stressful when we have to do that. We get stressed. And so welcome to the show. Thank you for joining us. Are we the only state, Alexi, that forces people to do this? Is he there? First, I couldn't hear you. You weren't faded up, so now we have you. Are we the only state?
Yes. Thank you for having me. We are the only state in America that requires a road test based solely on age, and the data does not back that up as a requirement. So I think this bill does a few things. One is it helps reduce ageism. It focuses on what's important, and for the first time ever, it allows a reporting system for folks to be able to call in and say, hey, my brother, my sister, my grandfather should not be on the road. Here is why. So currently, we're one of only five states that doesn't have a reporting requirement. So this bill not only is the right thing to do, not only will get rid of this ageism that is not based on data, because data has shown that senior drivers are actually the safest drivers. When was the last time you were driving or walking down the street and you saw a senior citizen on social media going 100 miles an hour gunning it through a red light? And so we think this bill is important. That's why it passed unanimously out of the House, all Democrats and all Republicans. It's the right thing to do. And again, this is not, you know, this is not my opinion. Every decision we make in the Secretary of State's office is based on data. So we did a very thorough study on the safety of senior drivers and what other states are doing. And we put together a very thoughtful legislation.
Mr. Secretary, you would know this more than I would, but it seems to me that this law, I don't know how old it is, the earlier requirement went into effect after there was a rash of seniors stepping on the accelerator instead of the brake and hitting buildings and things such as that. Do you recall, is that the case? Is that why it came about?
I do not, recall.
Okay. That's fair.
And I have not heard that, so I don't know if that's...
Okay.
But I will just tell you, sorry, go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, my question, though, is did you look at the rate of accidents per miles driven or just the number of accidents?
We looked at all of the above. We looked at the severity of the accidents. We looked at driving rates for different age groups. And, you know, we can give you the study and you can put it online where it shows exactly the data on the safety of our drivers. So the latest statistics from the Illinois Department of Transportation reveal that in 2023, which is the last year we have data on, the crash rate for drivers 75 and older is 24.61 per 1,000 drivers, which is lower than every age range of drivers between 16 and 74. The other point, which I'm sure you're trying to make, which we've heard, and this is actually a point for our legislation, is seniors tend to not drive as much at night. They tend to stay off the highways at night. So that makes this legislation even more, in our opinion, and the legislature's opinion, more common sense, and which is also why every other state in America does not have this, impose this requirement.
I love this. I really do, because my mom lived in 93. At 90, she decided that she would not drive anymore based on her sight and having wet macular degeneration. And the stress from, you know, her 70s or late 70s all the through the 80s, it was enormous. I mean, they almost dread their birthday when they know they've got to get to the DMV before their birthday and take that test. And, Alexi, ageism does exist. And sometimes the older folks believe that the examiners were just like, oh, geez. And it just, it's undue stress. Now, we do have a rehab specialist who said, what is the process for calling someone in, a family member or someone, a client maybe, that she might work with?
Yeah, and before I answer that question, I think the other point that's important to make is for those that are 87 and above, our legislation does not impact those. So those individuals will still be required. We'll still be the only state. We'd still be the strictest state in the country because anyone over 87 will have to take a driving test. We also are not getting rid of the vision test, which, again, our data shows is one of the things that tends to go for seniors. So we want to maintain the integrity and the safety of our streets. We're doing it by both of those elements of the bill. So I want to throw that in there. As far as your question, so for the first time ever, assuming this bill passes, family members would have the ability to file a written report informing our office that their loved one is not able to safely drive because of a medical condition or a decline in cognitive ability. And they would get us that information. We would look at the information. We would evaluate it. And based on that, we might require the driver to undergo a medical evaluation by their physician, including vision, physical, mental evaluation, and or possibly undergo retesting. The other point that I want to make in order to retain their license, the other point that I want to make is this is not just for older people, right? I mean, Lisa, you might have a brother who's 48 who has narcolepsy but hasn't had to take a driving test in a long time. Now, all of a sudden, you know, you can reach out to us. It's going to be based on medical condition, but for the first time ever now, there's an ability to report someone who should not be on the road. So this bill will actually make our road safer for people across every age group.
Mr. Secretary, I'm not sure I should tell you this story, but Lisa was talking about the anxiety that the older drivers face. I have an aunt, and then my dad as well, who was facing a driver's test. One of my cousins actually went out a couple days before and shadowed the inspector so that she knew the route and what was going to be asked of these two older drivers and practiced with them to get them ready because they were so nervous about it.
Well, that, you know, that sadly, that doesn't surprise me. It does cause consternation. But again, regardless of my opinion, regardless of the fact that we're the only state in the country to do this, and regardless of the fact that even after we pass this bill, we will still be the strictest in the country. My job is not to be a Democrat or Republican Secretary of State. My job is to keep our roads safe. So that's why these decisions and this legislation is based on data. They are safe drivers. They have proven to be safe. We are still keeping the vision requirement. And if you're over 87, again, we will be the only state that still requires those over 87 to continue to take a driving test.
How is it that you made that change? How did you choose 87 to be that age?
Because that's the age that currently they have to go in every year. So
okay. We
basically eliminated the middle portion, folks between 79 to 86. Again, this is a common sense law. It's a common sense bill. Every Democrat in the House, every Republican in the House voted for it. It's the right thing to do. I think everyone's guilty of ageism, but we have to do what's right, and we have to do what keeps our roads safe. And that's why I think the family reporting, the ability to report a family or friend, really makes our roads safer.
Yeah, and watch that closely, please, because you know people will hold it over the heads. You know, bad things happen. There are bad people in this world, and I would hate for someone to say, "I'm turning you in, Mom, if you don't, you know, write me a check this week."
Yes, we will be very cognizant of that. That's why there will be medical experts involved. I'm just telling you guys anecdotally as I walk down the street, the amount of people, some joking, some not. I really wish you could take my blank's keys away from them. They're really dangerous. And some of those people aren't even required to take road tests. And some, I know that they would love an avenue to be able to say, not for any vindictive purposes, but for real purposes, this person should not be driving on our roads and highways.
Right. Thank you so much. Thanks for modernizing the whole process.
You got a big opening in Aurora on Monday, right?
Yeah, it's huge. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. It's a stunning space, modernization, bringing new innovation to this office and making people feel good about the DMVs again, not just the aesthetics, but also the way they flow and the appointment system, getting in and out of there, is the entire reason I ran for this office. I know that you guys probably have to cut out. I do want to make a public service announcement. Please, 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 the other issue that we're spending a lot of time on is distracted driving. If you are driving, please do not text. Please do not be on social media. Please do not send emails. Please do not put your makeup on. Distracted driving has become the new drunk driving, and we're doing everything we can to raise awareness of the dangers of distracted driving, which, you know, we're all guilty of in some respect, but people are dying every hour across this country because of someone who happens to be looking at their phone or mobile device.
That's your Illinois Secretary of State, Alexi Dinoulias. Even he knows we're up against news time here on WGN.